We've been teaming up with Robert Pala and Amy Silverman of New Times on a list of things you've got to do in Phoenix before you die. We've been to Metro Center, Barrio Cafe, Kosanti, the Biltmore Tunnel, and the Japanese Friendship Garden. This afternoon, Steve and Amy go looking for footwear.
But not just any footwear, Mark. Boots. Cowboy boots, to be specific. I've lived in Phoenix for most of my life, but have never been tempted to own a pair. Amy, on the other hand, loves them, even though she got her first real pair in New York City.
New York City!
You know, there's something symbolic about boots and how, I'm not sure what you can say on public radio here, but how you can kick some rear end in them. And I know when I'm teaching a writing class and it's the first night of class, or I have a big assignment or particularly a big interview, I will put on my vintage cowboy boots and I will head out with that in mind.
We met at Antique Trove in Scottsdale. It was on Amy's bucket list as a place to buy vintage cowboy boots.
We're outside right now looking at the window right here, and there's a lot of sort of Western-themed stuff.
I have to say there are a lot of representations on that wall of things that I grew up hating about Phoenix. So for me, this whole wanting vintage boots thing came about later, and it's, to me, a sign of having made peace with the place. You've got a cow head encrusted with turquoise that is absolutely hideous. You've got what I can only imagine is a slumbering Mexican in a sombrero in ceramic. I believe it's a vase. And then you've got two pairs of super awesome vintage cowboy boots.
Feeling inspired, we sauntered inside.
I believe you have some metallic ones there. Look at those silver ones.
What appeals to you when you see a pair of boots?
Oh, I think they need to look like they've been well-loved. They can't be cheesy with a lot of appliques. They've got to have some stitching. I think cowboy boots are an extremely personal choice. For me, there can be no snakeskin or lizard or anything like that. I just want your straight-up leather with a little bit of detail on the sides. And if there were some flowers or stars, I would be happy.
As we slipped on some cowboy boots, Antique Trove's boot expert Sue Murphy came by to talk with us. She knows a lot. Don't be fooled by her Maine accent.
I can find them at yard sales. I've bought them from regular stores. I had a pair of them that were over there made while I was in Spain. They're pink, and they're black, and they have pink roses all over them.
You don't judge people based on that. Like, if you saw me and thought, boy, that guy has no idea how to wear a pair of boots.
I'd say it looks nice. Those boots look good with that outfit. Would you wear anything but boots with that?
If I could find some of my size.
Awesome? Yeah, it looks beautiful.
See if I can walk in them. These are 14E, Sue, which is not my size.
I didn't end up buying any boots, and Amy didn't either, at least as long as I was there. But she was eyeing some pretty closely, so she may have gone back. Whatever the case, we've tried on vintage cowboy boots at Antique Trove and marked off another entry of the New Times bucket list.